Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation.
I see you picking at the carcass of another snake, decapitated, inseminated, run away. A baby, they keep him in a cage. I'll show you footage, but it wouldn't matter anyway. Yeah, swallow death if that is what you want.
Soon we'll be joined for an in-studio interview with Karen Bacon, founder of Positive Change for Animals.
Lover of all life, it used to pay it for the longest running genocide. Your eyes that tell me I'm the blind. You're an accessory, but out of sight, hey, out of mind. Can't wash your hands.
We're listening to Danny Hamilton, who performed live in the studio for us. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of freedom, peace, health, wellness, justice, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since January 2015. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in.
This will not stand. The bloody lies, truth will demand. They're out of time. Expose their crimes and draw the line. Drain all the poison out of your mind. A new generation of open minds.
Danny Hamilton lives in California, and he was out visiting his sister in Massachusetts and stopped by the studio. This was in 2019. Soon we'll be joined for an in-studio interview with Karen Bacon, founder of Positive Change for Animals.
They'll keep on killing 50 million creatures every day, and our silence is as violent as the butcher's blade. Babies ripped away and sold to slaves. You've got the power, it's the hour.
Thrilled and very honored that we are joined for an interview here in the studio at WCUW with Karen Bacon. Karen is the founder and director of Positive Change for Animals. And she is fascinating, has been a diligent, very effective, powerful activist for years. And we'll be hearing about legislative action at the municipal level. And we'll also hear about local upcoming events. Thank you very much, Karen, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Marlene. It's great to be here. Yes, I am the founder of Positive Change for Animals, and some of the listeners may already be a part of that organization. We're on both Facebook and Instagram, and we do a lot of community and social advocacy, as well as some legislative advocacy for animals. It can be in lots of different spheres, whether it's against the meat industry or animals and entertainment. We kind of cover it all. And we're also supportive of other organizations that we work with across the state of Massachusetts, and increasingly, in some cases, more national. In terms of the bull riding initiative that we are working on, this is a Worcester-based program, and we are hoping to get a ban on bull riding in the city.
Let's hear more about that in detail.
Okay. So I was approached by an organization called Christian Animal Rights Association, and they are based in Pennsylvania. They have been working on bans across the nation in different cities and states on this whole bull riding and rodeo problem that we have. And they approached me and asked me whether I would be interested in doing something in Worcester, because one of the organizations that sponsors bull riding often goes to the DCU Center, typically at the end of February each year. They are not coming this year because they are going to be in Boston, So in some ways, this was a good year to approach the city and educate them and ask them to see if they would be willing to help us put some kind of ban in place, because bull riding is unfortunately a very cruel sport and not everybody understands that.
So what's been the process so far?
The process so far has been that Matthew of the Christian Animal Rights Association provided us a PowerPoint presentation that gives all the details about what happens in bull riding to these animals and even the public safety issues that are a consequence of having these kinds of events. And we presented that to the city of Worcester and two counselors at large on Friday, October 10th. And they were quite receptive and they said it was very eye-opening. They may not have understood much about bull riding, but we definitely opened that up to them. And they are considering putting in place something called a ban on the tools of torment. Different cities and towns or even states do the legislation a little bit differently depending on what their election is. But they think that they may be able to get a ban on the tools of torment passed. And that's what we're hoping for. So we've been asking people who live in the city of Worcester or even in Worcester County to sign our petition, which you can get online at Positive Change for Animals, as well as contact their city councilors about supporting this ordinance. It takes a lot of animal rights people to get these kind of things going, as well as get them passed, because the legislature needs to hear from folks and need to know that it's important.
With your meetings, was that in person?
The meeting was a Zoom meeting. It was, you know, basically over, you know, obviously the internet, but it was very good. It was in person. It was live. Myself, I was there, and there were also several other animal rights organizations that we work with in Massachusetts, such as WMARA, which is out in Western Mass, and also CAN, which is Compassionate Alliance for Non-Human Animals. But mostly it was a listening event, a listening and learning event. You know, from there, we asked them to take a look at it further, talk to the council. And when we got back to them about 2 weeks later, they said they were going to pursue a ban on the tools of torment, but that there were elections upcoming and some other changes, and so they would need a little more time. So right now, what we're trying to do mostly is get more people to reach out to their city councilors, or even if they're outside of Worcester, to sign our petition and let them know that this is important.
What other cities have banned bull riding?
There are several cities in California, Chino Hills, Irvine. There are a couple of counties that have banned it. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, interestingly, has banned rodeo altogether. Rodeo is a larger concept, which includes a variety of different activities with animals, most of which are harmful to, you know, one degree or another, with, you know, bull riding being, of course, one of the most egregious. There's a city or two in Florida, but they escape my name at the moment, that have also banned it. There are public safety hazards associated with this, as well as, of course, injuries to the rider. There are riders who have been severely injured. One had a his jugular vein was pierced by the horn of the bull when he fell off, and he almost bled to death. In other instances, they have escaped into the crowd and injured spectators. And about a year ago in North Attleboro, Mass., they had a bull riding event, and 8 bulls escaped and went running off for their lives, trying to save their lives.
When is the next meeting, or what happens next?
Well, we're going to be following up with them in mid-December, because we knew they needed a little more time with the elections and also to present this to the other counselors. So by that time, hopefully, we're going to get an answer as to how supportive the rest of the council is of this measure. And that's why right now it's very important that if people live in Worcester or even greater Worcester County, especially, if they would please contact city council. The last time I spoke with the mayor's office, or I got actually a forwarded email from one of the folks who had written to them, they said there was a growing tide of concern about bull riding in the mayor's office. So that was really positive. And we're hoping that, you know, others on the larger city council, which I believe has 11 members, will also start to understand why we want this. And they need to have a super majority to pass this legislation, which means that at least 8 out of the 11 counselors need to approve this. So that's why I've been emphasizing how important it is that if you live in Worcester or you even live in Greater Worcester County, that you write to the mayor's office or call. We have a pre-prepared letter you can even use and then sculpt for yourself, and then we will contact you and provide you the letter and tell you who your city councilor is and anything else you need to know.
Is this the first time this has been presented to the city council?
This is the first time it's been presented, yes. Myself and other animal rights group, in particular WMARA in Western Mass, has been protesting the bull riding events at the DCU for, I don't know, it might be almost 10 years now, a long time. So we go out there and we try to educate people. And, you know, I think people don't fully understand what's going on with these animals. In order for a bull to buck, you know, they stick spurs in them. They have something called an electric prod, which gives them a shock. They put a strap around their body and their genitals so that they're feeling confined and they're hurting. So naturally, when anybody's on top of them, they're going to try to get off. And the reason these things are done is it exaggerates the reaction of the animal and creates that spectacle that people are looking for, unfortunately, at the horrible expense to animals. So it's not a natural behavior. Sometimes rodeo proponents will tell you it's fine, it's okay, it doesn't hurt them. There's a lot of good evidence from veterinarians and other proponents of animal rights that this is a terrible fear-inducing sport for animals, along with all of the pain. Some of these bulls suffer permanent musculoskeletal damage from these events. They break their legs. I have pictures of that. They're desperate animals. This is nothing short of the kind of events that used to happen in the Roman Colosseum. That's what it is, you know, and it's just on a modern level now. And it's really something we need to stop.
Besides seeing that photo of the 8 bulls who escaped in North Attleboro,
yeah,
and fled, yep, attempting to flee, mm-hmm, to freedom, I have seen other videos where the bulls just want to get out of there.
They just want to get out.
Yeah.
They're desperate animals.
They don't want any part of it. They're in the arena.
Yeah, they are what are considered prey animals in the world of, you know, veterinary biology. That means that, you know, when they have someone on their back, That's an attack. That's an offense to them. That's not what they're designed for. That's not what they need. These are pasture grazing, peaceful animals that should not be in arenas and carted around from place to place, you know, all over the country. I mean, do they want that? No. You know, it's very clear. Some of the signs of fear have also been pointed out by Matthew King of Christian Animal Rights, and that is that the increased salivation, you can see the eyeballs get very white. The animal, they're terrified. You know, this is just not natural for them in any way, shape, or form. So it doesn't matter how well they're fed. It doesn't matter that they get the best care, all of these things that the rodeo proponents will tell you. That has no bearing if you're still going to bring an animal to an arena like that with jeering crowds, frightening them, and causing them severe injury. I don't care how well you feed them or what you do. It doesn't matter. If you do things like that, you're hurting them.
Stronger the spirit, the greater the need.
Thank you very much for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Miley Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. We just heard local Worcester-based vegan musician Ellie Sarti with her song, Rodeo.
At the rodeo.
We'll be taking a short break. And then we'll continue our conversation with Karen Bacon, founder of Positive Change for Animals.
Stronger the spirit, the greater the need for the rope. They break horses at the rodeo. They break at the rodeo.
Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. We're joined in the studio for an interview with Karen Bacon, founder of Positive Change for Animals. They work on many animal rights vegan campaigns. I'd like to welcome all our listeners back from the break as we continue our conversation with Karen. Karen, can you please tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm an attorney by original training. I don't do traditional practice so much anymore, but animal rights was always a passion for me, always something I wanted to help out with. And so, you know, I formed Positive Change for Animals in 2015. It is a social and volunteer group, so we do different types of community activities. We support sanctuaries. We promote a lot of the ideology associated with animal rights, which we think is important to creating a good social base so that we can get more legislation passed. Increasingly, you know, I've been doing more work legislatively myself. I testified recently on a number of bills. And what I can say about, you know, these bills and just the legislation in general is that, you know, I think that these things have been going on for years. We've been making these campaigns, and it takes a long time. But I think what we're missing is people talking to their legislators enough about this. What I can tell is that these bills cycle in and out, in and out, in and out, and they come back in different forms, and they don't pass. And I don't think that it's because they're not good. They're very good, and I think that there is the support there, but I think more animal rights people need to make this a priority to do something about the legislation. So that's been a more recent focus for me.
You do a lot of work. And mm-hmm. for how long now?
Since 2015. That's when when I first created Positive Change for Animals. Yeah. And the goal was positive change, because it is positive. You know, if we can have a world that's, you know, much more kind and sensitive and decent to animals, it's definitely a positive change for everybody.
Is there a protest in Boston?
There is.
Oh, okay.
That's a good question, Marlene. So the rodeo came in September, and there are definitely a bunch of people in Boston who turned out for that protest. I think there were maybe 20 or 30, which is good. And I've been trying to work with Laura Ray, and she's great. She tends to organize a lot of these protests, and we're hoping to try to approach City Council in Boston as well, you know, because the change doesn't happen unless you actually, you know, petition the legislature itself, whether it's municipal, state, or otherwise. So hopefully we can get that going too, because that's where they're going now. Professional Bull Riders has been in Boston and they're coming back in January. So there is a big protest planned there. I'm just hoping we can get to the next level, like I said, and also approach City Council.
Let's have a little musical interlude. Tragedy of Petulance. This is vegan musician Sally Zito.
That fool feels crumpled, his front legs are folded under. Defeated and broken, humiliated. They're all scantily eviscerated. 5 plumes of feathers stick in his back. Stabbed by those men with cowboy hats. Deep in his flesh, those colorful spears. Alone he stands, the crowd they cheer.
Tragedy of petulance, entitlement to opulence, protected always by violence, justified and self-defense, boggled by the difference. Skilled for the total type of skin, none of them stand within their chance, at the hands of the supremacists.
Tragedy of
the wild one has been defeated. All over his face. Boggled by the difference.
Must be a mistake.
Skilled for the turtle type of skin.
I call the butcher on. He'll know just what to do.
None of us stand a living chance.
At the hands of the supremacists.
I do a
Thank you, Karen.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'd like to segue into Thanksgiving.
Yes, Thanksgiving is what it's called. That's a great topic. So there is a vegan potluck fest with New England Veg Fest in Boylston. That's on Sunday, the 16th at 1 o'clock. Positive Change for Animals will be there. We'll have our petition there for the bulls. And we also we'll have some craft kits for kids, which we often do for vegan awareness. And hopefully they'll have a full house there. They usually do. Yeah. So.
And is there something at Unity Farm Sanctuary also?
There is. There's the annual celebration of the turkeys, as they call it. And that is on the 23rd. We will also have a table there. Sometimes it's a little cold and windy, but we'll be there. And there's an art auction, so I'm bringing some paintings from one of the volunteers at PCA there. Unity is amazing, and it's wonderful to support these sanctuaries because the costs are astronomical sometimes with the animals.
Is that Sherbourne, Mass?
It is in Sherbourne, yes.
And what's that near?
Sherbourne is next to, like, Natick. Wellesley is not too far from there, yeah. So for me, it's about 45 minutes to get there, but that's okay. We're there several times a year, you know, for different events, Dudley Fest in the spring, and then the celebration of the turkeys at Thanksgiving. It's a great event. So,
thank you, Karen. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Marlene. It was great to be here.
Much thanks to our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Let's go out with more of the music of Danny Hamilton.
It's just always been about what can I do? What can I do? And I think so many people have that need. What can I do? Right? So music has just been what I can do.
Yes, and your song is beautiful. It's what you want. I would love to hear it.
Sure, I can play it live for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Carcass of another snake, decapitated, inseminated, run away. A baby, they keep him in a cage. I'll show you footage, but it wouldn't matter anyway. Yeah, swallow death if that is what you want. Hey, wait, you claim to be an empathetic lover of all life. It is to pay it for the longest running genocide. Your eyes that tell me I'm the blind. You're an accessory, but out of sight, hey, out of mind.
And again, can you repeat the information for the call to action?
Yes. Go on my Facebook, Positive Change for Animals, group site or page. There is a petition there for the city council to ask them to please put in place an ordinance. And I have distributed it on the internet widely. Today I put it out also on Worcester Vegan, Massachusetts site.
This is Marlene in Massachusetts wishing you a lovely, peaceful day of freedom.